Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Today I want to advise you about a subject that produces supernatural consequences and rewards. The power of words. The words we speak produce a lasting impact for good or for bad. Your choice of words can heal or they can wound. They can encourage or discourage. They can create trust or distrust. They can boost your career or hinder it. But when we talk about the spirit realm and the impact of words, it's far greater. Because the Bible tells us in Proverbs 18 and 21, death and life are in the power of our words. Let me ask you a question. Are you speaking death or life over your future? It's an important thing for us to think about. Now, the Bible says that those who obey God are blessed. Listen to what it says in the scripture. It says, "For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor, you will surround him as with a shield." However, you can cancel God's word over your life by confessing negative words over it. And that's what I want to remind you of today. Often we say things that we really don't mean. However, the words that you speak become a self-fulfilling prophecy over your life. For example, God had chosen the children of Israel to possess the promised land. Well, they arrived at the location and they sent 12 spies. And the spies, they concurred with what they found, with what God had said. It was a beautiful land. However, they said there are giants who live there who make it impossible for us to possess it. Well, there was Joshua and there was Caleb, two of the spies, who said, "We can take the land because if God says he's given it to us, it's ours." Listen to that portion of scripture in Numbers 13 and 30. Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and occupy it, for we are well able to overcome it." But then the men who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we are." So they brought to the people of Israel a bad report of the land that they had spied out. Listen, folks, wherever God sends you, you will have success. And whatever God has given you, you can have. God is not concerned about the circumstances because he is a God who does the impossible. It's time for us to understand that God is not limited by situations. He is supernatural. That means above. Everything he does is above. Whatever you may be going through, God can handle it. The Bible says, Jesus said at one point in Matthew 19 and 26, "With men, yeah, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible." However, the children of Israel, because of their fear, they spoke a pronouncement of death over their future. Listen to what it says. This is found in Numbers 14 and 2. It says, "All the people of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The whole congregation said to them, 'Would be to God that we died in Egypt.'" And then they said, "Or would that we had died in the wilderness. Why is the Lord bringing us into this land to fall by the sword?" Well, God heard it. And God said to Moses, "I have heard the complaints the Israelites are making against me. Now tell them this, 'As surely as I live, declares the Lord, I will do the very thing that I heard you say. You will all drop dead in this wilderness because you complained against me. Every one of you who is 20 years old and older will die. You will not enter into the land that I swore to give you." Don't think that you can't alter your destiny by your words. God said, I swore to give this people the land, but now you're not going in because you've said in my ears, I wish I were dead. How many people just say that? And I mean, really, not thinking that they could really fall over and die, but, you know, they're talking to someone, maybe they think it's cute, and they say, oh, when that situation happened, I wish I could die. I just felt like I could die right there. What are you saying? Your words are real. Your words are powerful. You have to measure every word you speak because it will bring consequences or rewards in your life. The Lord said the only exceptions will be Caleb and Joshua. And Caleb and Joshua said that we can possess the land, as you'll remember. And after 40 years, guess what? They did possess the land. It's what they said. It's what they confessed. They believed God's word, and they did go in. Now, as remarkable as it may seem, God has given you the power of death and life through your spoken words. The Bible says that we were created in the image of God. He empowered us with greater abilities than we realize. One aspect is the power of words. God created the universe by his spoken words. And again, we're created in his image. In Hebrews chapter 11 and 3, it says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the words of God. So what we see was made by something that cannot be seen. There is a spiritual force that empowers words. It says in Job 22 and 28, you will also declare a thing and it will be established for you. There is a spiritual principle that God wants you to understand, and it has to do with your words. Because your words will become a self-fulfilling prophecy. Now, I know this message is a heavy message. That's why you need to invite somebody right now and begin to share. Because this is real. This is something that's already happening to people, and we wonder what happened to them. The Bible goes on to say that Job himself had this experience. He said, what I always feared has happened to me, and what I dread has come true. God doesn't want you to forget that words produce after their kind. Whatever you say, that is going to be your harvest. You will eat the fruit that your lips produce, whether it is life and success or defeat and death. In fact, it's time to stop aborting the blessings of God by speaking doubt in your circumstances. You know, people say, well, I prayed about it, but I'm just not sure what's going to happen. I just really don't know. Listen, folks, don't pray and wonder. Pray and believe. Jesus said, if you believe the things that you prayed, you will have what you've asked for. But if you doubt, even as you're asking, forget it. You're not going to get the answer to your prayers. In fact, the Bible tells us, it says, ask in faith without any doubting. For he who doubts is like the wave of the sea, driven by the wind and tossed. For let not that person think that they will receive anything from the Lord. It's time for us to start quoting what the word of God says about our circumstances. Do you know God has given you power through your words and through faith to change your circumstances? Jesus said in Mark 11 and 23, he said, without doubt, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, he's speaking about our difficulties, be removed and be cast into the sea and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things that he says will be done. Listen, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you say when you pray, believe that you've received them. And you shall have them. You see, the Bible is saying to us, always be positive. Trust in God for a change in your situation. The Bible says in Proverbs 3 and 5, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And do not rely on your own understanding. Seek his will in all that you do, and he will show you which path to take. God created the ability to speak and to change your circumstances for good. Now, unfortunately, most people are deceived by their emotions and thoughts. And then they say whatever comes to their mind. But the Bible tells us, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for what He's done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything that we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and your minds as you live in Christ Jesus.
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an invitation to this Sunday's very special service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to personally invite you to our Sunday worship service. It's a special service called Family and Friends. I'd like to meet you and shake your hand and pray for you personally. You know, your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. I want to thank you for your prayers and your support of this ministry. God is touching lives and people are being blessed because of you.
Come join us this Sunday for a special day of worship and fellowship on our Family and Friends Day. You'll make some new friends, enjoy some excellent live music with our praise and worship team, and Pastor Hill would like to meet you personally. That's this Sunday for our Family and Friends Day. We look forward to seeing you there. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can find out more about the many ministries at Spirit Life Church and other upcoming special events by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
God told for us not to worry about anything and to pray about everything, but many worry about everything and pray about nothing. You see, the devil places thoughts in our minds to fill our mouths with words of doom and gloom and more trouble in our lives. And when you're upset and things are happening so quickly, do yourself a favor and cover your mouth. Don't say anything. The Bible says, watch your tongue and keep your mouth shut and you'll stay out of trouble. Isn't that amazing? But it's true, folks. Every word begins with a thought. It's time for us to get a checkup from the neck up and examine the source of our thinking. Every thought that comes to your mind, it is not your thought. Many times the enemy is putting a thought in your mind for you to verbalize so that it can come to pass. My question is, do your thoughts agree with God's word? See, it's important. Now, so many people are so sentimental, they say, well, I follow my heart, whatever my heart says. You know what? The Bible says that's foolish. Don't follow your heart because your heart is deceitful. It says in Jeremiah 17 and 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And it goes on to say, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins even to give every person according to his ways and according, listen, to the fruit of his doings. The fruit of your doings begins with what you say. See, God knows what's in your heart. So he warns you that it needs to agree with what his word says. He's trying to save us. He's trying to help us. He's trying to keep us safe because our emotions will run us into the ditch. Our emotions will cause us not to look and evaluate the situation for what is really happening. We as Christians, the Bible says, everything is working together for our good. And that's the reason why you have to agree with God's word and not your emotions. You know, the Bible tells us in Isaiah 5 and 20, woe to those that say evil is good and good is evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. They have rejected the teaching of the Lord our God, and that is why the anger of the Lord burns hot against his people, and he is ready to use his power to judge them. The judgment is because of what they're saying. They're not listening to what God says in his word. We are to repeat his word. We are to believe his word and stop believing the circumstances.
People say, oh man, I'm doing good under the circumstances. What are you doing under the circumstances? The Bible says that we are risen with Christ. The Bible says that we are more than a conqueror. Regardless of the circumstances, we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. If you really believe that about yourself, give the Lord a hand of praise right now. You don't have to be under the circumstances. You can change the circumstances. In the name of Jesus, we're talking about words today, folks, and there are self-imposed curses that we place. Our own negative words may bring a curse upon us. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 6 and 2, you are snared by the words of your mouth. You are taken by the words of your mouth. Now, taken means to be captured in a net. It also means to stick together. In other words, the words we speak literally stick to us. What you confess over yourself will come to pass, whether it is positive or negative. Now, I know that some people have a problem, perhaps even believing what I'm saying. It's all from the Bible. I can give you every single verse. I'm going to continue to give you the verses. So you can just look this up for yourself and make sure that you can make sure you're saying the right things to protect your future. In Proverbs 12 and 18, it says, there are some whose uncontrolled talk is like the wounds of a sword, but the tongue of the wise makes one well again. We need to break the negative words that we've spoken over ourselves in the past. If you've never broken those words, you need to do it, folks. In Deuteronomy chapter 28 and 3, it talks about a bunch of blessings. And so what I want to start doing right now is for us to speak a word that brings blessings upon us. Are you for that? If you believe the word of the Lord in your life and what you've said, give him some praise right now. See, words are powerful. You have just brought a blessing on your life by saying those words. They can't be removed unless you disobey God. Now, today we all have an opportunity to make a change. The Holy Spirit in this message was telling me to tell you, stop being negative. God does not want you to be negative. That's the opposite of what God is, because he can do everything. The Bible says those who control their tongue will live a long life. I like that. Look, we all encounter trouble and difficulty, but don't let your trouble make you bitter. Let it always make you better with God's help. And I'm going to tell you why, because you're going to be tested by the circumstances that you go through. And God is expecting you to trust him. Now, the devil expects you to be negative. The devil wants you to say things that can destroy your life and put God down. He tried it with Job. He attacked Job. Job lost his children. He lost his wealth, all of his possessions, and then even his health. Yet Job never spoke a negative word about God. Check it out. And in Job 13 and 15, he said, though he slay me, yet I will trust him because he is my salvation. I'm not going to speak against my salvation. I know help is coming. It's coming from the Lord. Why would I speak against my help? And yet many times when things happen, the first thing people want to do is accuse God or say, I don't believe in God anymore. Oh, why did God let this happen? Listen, my friend, listen. Please understand that God is working out everything for your good. It's Satan, it's the devil who is the one who destroys. He steals, he kills, he destroys. So get the right person when you're talking about negative things happening to you. The Bible tells us that as a result of Job's faith and never speaking against God, that God restored his prosperity and gave him twice as much as he had before. And the Bible says the Lord blessed his latter days more than his beginning. You know, science supports what the Bible says about the effects of thoughts and words. In Proverbs chapter 23 and 7, the Bible says, as a person thinks in his heart or in his mind, so is he. See, negative thoughts lead to toxic talk
that can result in sickness in your body. I read this report. It says a growing body of research suggests that negative emotions and thoughts may also have links to serious health problems like heart disease. Some studies show that personality traits like optimism and pessimism can affect many areas of your health and your well-being. Now, I already read a part of that scripture to you before. It says, the tongue of the wise promotes health. Now, this report says it's actually giving the health benefits of a positive person. In other words, faith-filled thinking and talking. And it says it increases your lifespan. It lowers the rate of depression. It lowers the levels of distress in a person. It says that you have a greater resistance to the common cold, better psychological and physical well-being. When you speak positively and think positively, I say faith-filled, according to the Word of God, it reduces the risk of death from cardiovascular disease. Better coping skills you receive during your hardships and your times of stress. All of this has to do with speaking positively according to what the Word of God says. Science is now saying the same exact thing that the Bible has told us for years. You see, the key to salvation, health, and success is knowing, it's reading, and it's confessing what the Word of God says. In Joshua chapter 1 and 8, it tells us to speak the Word of God over our lives for continual success. Let me read the verse for you. It says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate thereon day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. That word to meditate means to study and then to speak. It also means to imagine and then to speak. See, when you think and you talk according to the Word of God, the results are spiritual, physical, emotional, and financial health that comes into your body. Let me give you another scripture that proves that. In Proverbs 4 and 21, it says, don't ever let my words get away from your mind. They are the key to life for those who find them. They will bring health to the entire body. Now, you can learn to turn negative thinking into positive thinking. How does it happen? It happens by reading and obeying the Word of God. Whatever you confess over your life will become a self-fulfilling prophecy. So it's important for you to speak life and embrace the destiny that God has chosen for each of us. Now, I've come to the end of my message. I just want to say this, that you were born to be successful. The Bible says that God's plans for you are good plans. You've got to agree with Him. All things are working together for your good. You've got to confess that regardless of what you say. And remember, God has given you power through words to change your circumstances. Speak against the negative things. Don't agree with them. Say that I am being delivered. God is changing my circumstance. I will be healed. I will be all right. I will live and I will not die. And I will declare the glorious works of the Lord. I want you today to realize that your words become a self-fulfilling prophecy. They're powerful, and God wants you to speak positive words, the words from His book.
Thank you once again for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, you can download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Navigate to the Media tab and click on Audio. You can also help us keep this radio ministry alive by making a donation on our website as well. That's aplacetogrow.org. The title of the message for today is, Are You Speaking Life or Death Over Your Future? Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Father, we come to You today in the name of Your Son, Jesus. Thank You for Your goodness, for Your love, for Your mercy, and for Your grace. And even as I pray for our listeners, we ask that You would meet every need. You said in Your Word, make your prayer unto me, and I will hear you. You said that the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and your ears are open to their cry. Lord, hear us today. Meet every need in our lives. We trust you for the answer, and we thank you for it today. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hurst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.